You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
So our second week of our series, Abraham School of Finance, last week, we've talked about God's covenant with Abraham. And we learned that if you belong to Christ, we become partakers, we become recipients of the blessing of God because of God made a covenant with Abraham. And since we belong to Christ, lahat po ng mga pangako na binitawan at sinabi ni Lord kay Abraham ay para na rin sa atin ngayon, no? And God's covenant with Abraham is also applicable with us. And today we'll be talking about stewardship, how we ought to manage everything that God has given us. No, that means our physical, our spiritual, our relational, our material, our financial resources. Lahat po yan ay galing kay Lord, and now we ought to manage it. No, now you know the word stewardship. It came from the Greek word oikonomia, where we got the word economics, no? And it means the management of the household affairs or the management, oversight, and administration of others' property. So yung steward po ay yung nagmamanage o namamahala ng ari-arian ng iba, no? Pinagkatiwala sa kanya. Siya yung tagapamahala, tagapangasiwa, katiwala. No, yung mga employees po, if you're an employee, if you're working in a company, sino po sa inyo dito, you're employed in a company or a business, all right? Sino naman po sa dinid, you're the owner of the business, all right? Meron kang PhD, Papa has dealership. You're a dealer, you're a manager, no? You're a bank owner. Mayaman, ano? Alam niyo po, may nabasa ako, merong isang employee, sumulat siya sa boss niya, humihingi ng salary increase. No, ito yung email niya, basahin po natin. Dear sir, in this life, we all need something most desperately. I think you should be understanding of the needs of us workers who have given so much support, including sweat and service to your company. I am sure you will guess what I mean. Respond soon. Yours sincerely, Norman Soul. No? Ayan po ang email niya, no? Sa US po yan. Kaya, pero sa Pilipinas mo yan, tag yung mga P, no? Ay gagawin peso sign, no? Try niyo sa boss niyo, no? Pero ano kaya ang response ng boss niya? Yung presidente, no? Ito naman, yung response, email. I know you have not been working very hard. Nowadays, nothing much has changed. You must have noticed that our company is not doing noticeably well. Ano ba? Next. Di pa yan? Di pa tapos? No, the newspapers are saying that the world's leading economies are not sure if the United States may go into another recession. After the November presidential elections, things may turn bad. I have nothing more to add. No, you know what I mean. Yours truly, manager. Nagustuhan niyo ba yung reply niya? No. Kaya pag ikaw, ha? Oh, gagayahin niya rin. All right. So the word stewardship means to manage something that's not yours. That property, that job, that task has been entrusted to you. And since we believe that everything that we have has come from God, no, lahat po ng sinusuot natin, kinakain natin, talino, kalakasan, no, talent, skills, time, treasure, and talents, everything that we have and we will have in the future comes from God. How many of you are thankful for everything God has given you? No, everything that we have. And that's why we are stewards of everything God has entrusted us. And that's why in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, it says there that it is required, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. So how can we be faithful stewards of God, of God's resources entrusted to us? We'll look at the life of Abraham and study how Abraham, how he became a faithful steward, no? Paano naging matapat at matapat na katiwala, tagapangasiwa si Abraham sa lahat ng pinagkaloob ng Panginoon sa kanya. We look at the story of Abraham, and I'm gonna share to you three areas of stewardship. And here's the outline. We'll talk about the purpose of God upon Abraham, how he heard the calling of God, the purpose and plan of God upon his life. We'll talk about the possessions that Abraham received, the wealth, the money, the animals, the livestock that he got, and the people, the precious people, the family, his loved ones, the people that God has entrusted to Abraham and also to us. How can we be faithful stewards of that? All right, so three areas of stewardship. First is the stewardship of the purpose of God. That means our faith. No? And what's the purpose of God? For Abraham, we read that last week, Genesis 12. If we recall, the Lord had said to Abraham, Genesis 12, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land. I will show you. Verse 2. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Ito yung purpose. Ito yung calling. This is the calling of God. This is the purpose, the plan, the will, the assignment. This is the task that God has given to Abraham. Ano yung purpose ni Lord kay Abraham? I will bless you so you will be a blessing. I will make you into a great nation. And di lamang ka mabibless sa nation, no? Your blessing will extend. All the families of the earth will be affected. It will be blessed. They will be blessed because of you, because of your family, because of your nation. All right? So that's the purpose of God for Abraham. In the same way for us, ayun rin ang plano, ang purpose ni Lord sa atin. Mapagpala tayo. God wants to bless us so we can be a blessing. No? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, God has blessed you. Sabi mo, so you can be a blessing. All right. So, kita tayo mamaya sa KFC, ha? Ako bahala, sabi mo. I will bless you, sabi dyan. So, that's the promise of God. Stewardship is the walking out of the purpose of God. No? Alam mo ba yung purpose ni Lord sa buhay mo? Are you on the right course? Are you on the right track? Kinukuha mo ba? Are you on the right course in college? O na-influensyahan ka lang? No? Nag-aaral ka ba? Are you on the right job? Are you content? Are you sure that you're working on the right company? No? Are you on the right place God has that you are right now? That's the purpose of God. You know, in Genesis 12, God called Abraham to leave his homeland. Tingnan natin yung mapa where the Abraham's journey. No? He started from Ur in Babylonia, somewhere in Iraq. Babylon, and he went up to Haran, you know, where Haran is, somewhere in Petru Hill, Manila, you know, Haran. And then he went down to Canaan, Azor, and then nagkaroon ng famine, nagtagutom, and then he went down to Egypt. And then after the famine was over, he went back to Canaan. And that's the journey. And then here in Genesis 12, 7 and 8, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent. With Bethel on the east, on the west, and Ai on the east, there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Abram called on the name of the Lord. That's how he'll learn of his purpose. When you call on the name of God, when you worship God, when you pray, when you read the Bible. You know, when you read your Bible, you're not just reading a piece of literature. You're reading the message, the will of God for your life. The specific message of God for you on that day, that morning. How many of you read the Bible every day? All right. Yun ba? Every Sunday lang? No, read your Bible. This is your spiritual strength. This is your spiritual food. Man does not live on cheeseburgers alone, but on every word of God. Every word that comes from the mouth of God. Diba? These are food. These are spiritual food. And that's how Abram was convinced of the purpose of God. No? Kahit na may problema siya, kahit may famine, may crisis, nakinig siya, he listened and obeyed God's voice. He followed the purpose of God for his life. You know, after the famine was over, his family went back to Canaan, and together with him was Lot, his nephew. Okay, yung pamangkin niya, si Lot kasama niya. Pero in Genesis 13, lumaki na, dumami na yung mga ari-ari, yung mga alaga nilang hayop, the herds, the flocks, mga kambing, tupa, baka, ay dumami na. Kung kaya't nag-away yung mga herdsman, yung mga nag-aalaga ng hayop. And so Abram told Lot, this is not good because we are relatives. Let's not fight over the fields where our animals can graze. And so choose, no? Which land do you want? If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you choose the right, I'll go to the left. You know what? And in Genesis 13, verses 10 to 12, here's what Lot decided. Genesis 13. Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt toward Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what's in there in Sodom and Gomorrah? What kind of people live in Sodom and Gomorrah? And what kind of sinners? Sinners to the max, you know? Wicked sinners. Kaya nga nakuha natin where we got the word sodomy. Diba? Some sodomy, homosexuality. Very wicked, great wickedness. So Lot chose what appears to be well watered. No? So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Verse 12. Abram lived in the land of Canaan while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. So Lot chose a rich and fertile land. Many times we make a decision based on what we see, what appears to be profitable, what appears to be will make us rich, no? Even at the cost of compromising our faith, no? Minsan naiipit ka, pipili mo, gusto mo lang easy way out. And many times people choose the way up, easy way out, because they want to prosper easily or quickly, but it will lead them to compromise their faith and disobey God. No, for example, because students, no, some students, not all, no, hindi yung mga umaten sa Metro East, yung mga sumusobra sa pagdodota, no, yung sumusobra sa pag Angry Birds, mga sobra sa Plants versus Zombies. And because naubos yung time nila sa pagpe-play sa computer or Xbox or PS3. No? Pagdating ng exam, when time of examination comes, no, they are not well prepared, they did not study, so they will just rely on the leakage or the codigo under the table, under armrest, or at the back of their seatmate, or in their hand, na sampa. Or in their ear, di ba? Sampa sinalagay yung kodigo. Sa sapatos, no? Huh? Sa medyas, sampa. Huh? Sa ID, sampa. Necktie? Panyo. Uy, paano nyo alam? Huh? Ginagawa nyo ba yan? Huh? Ayan. Ayan. Nahuli tuloy. May mga teachers ba dito? Oh, ipagpatawad niya po, no? Forgive them. Please forgive them. All right. So, also yung mga contractors, mga those who build our highways. Napansin niyo ba yung Marcos Highway? Parang patagal ng patagal ata ang pag-pray po natin yung mga contractors, no? Some contractors, just because they have to pay off the percentage to corrupt politicians, no? That's why they build a substandard highway. And that's why when rainy season comes, and heavy trucks rolled over the highway and nagkakabitak-batak, no? It becomes wasted highway. So pagpray po natin yan. Even mga single ladies, if there are suitors that are the bubuyogs around the flower, no? What's the bubuyog? The bees, no? The jolly bees around the flower, no? You be very careful, no? Which bee you choose, di ba? Hindi porke mayaman, magwapo, may character, may BMW. Alam niyo BMW? Pastor Jeff, Pastor Dan, BMW, buhok mo wig. Oh, examine niyo yung buhok, no? Tingnan niyo kung genuine. Oh. Hindi porke maporma, yan na. Di ba? Choose someone who loves the Lord more than he will love you. Yeah? Choose someone who will love God more than he will love. Because if he loves God, if he is faithful to God, he will be faithful to you. Diba? That's the principle. Kaya ako pinili ng asawa ko yun. Si Gigi. Where's my wife? Gigi, where are you? Huh? Umuwi na? Huh? Where are you? Abraham chose to obey God. No? God told Abraham, look around you. The land that you see belongs to you. No, just walk into the breadth and length of the land. You know why? Do you know the reason why Israel is called the promised land? Why is Israel called the promised land? Pastor Jeray Mora, Bishop Jeray, said that the reason why Israel is called the promised land is because God spoke His promises over the land. No? Nagbitaw siya ng mga pangako. He spoke His words of His blessing over the land. Deuteronomy 11, 10 to 12. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated it by foot as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of it is a land of mountains and valleys that brings rain from heaven. But it is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end. You know, Israel is half desert. It's an arid land. But ever since Israel attained its independence in 1948, the total area under cultivation in agriculture has grown from 165,000 hectares to 420,000 hectares. And during the same period also, agricultural production has grown sevenfold. Nag-increase yung production nila. Why? Because they have modern technology, science, ingenuity, hard work, and they have irrigation from the north to the south. They have the greenhouse effect, greenhouse technology of agriculture. And that's why Israel today is an agricultural showcase to the world. Pastor Ed Bakani, who has been to Israel, told this morning, how many of you have been to Israel? Nakapunta na po kayo sa Israel. All right? Sa study tour. Sino po sa inyo sasama kung magkaroon tayo ng church tour sa Israel? Sasama? Ayan. All right? Gawa tayo ng malaking bangka. Barko, ano? Metro East. Barangay Metro East. At sasagwan tayo, no? Sabi ni Pastor Ed, yung palang tulips sa Holland, no? It's grown in Israel and exported to Holland so that it will be sold as Holland tulips. Yun, yung flowers, no? Mga flowers. And also yung wealth of the Dead Sea, no? I got this info. Ito, here's the Dead Sea, no? It's very salty. That's why you will float if you go there. No? You will not sink. And the wealth of the Dead Sea is so enormous, it's almost unbelievable. All the mineral wealth of the Dead Sea is estimated at 22,000 million tons of magnesium chloride, 12,000 million tons of common salt, 6,000 million tons of calcium chloride, 2,000 million tons of potassium chloride, and 1,000 million tons of magnesium bromide. Ayan, no? Kaya, ayan, may chloride, alright? Kaya, may potassium, calcium. Kaya, if you did not brush your teeth, you just take your toothbrush, no? Dip it, and you have instant chloride, no? Calcium. Mm-hmm. Ayan, Dead Sea yan. You know, this, the saleable value of these minerals in Dead Sea would come to a staggering figure of 1,270,000,000,000 dollars, equal to the combined wealth of the United States, Great Britain, France, Germany, and Italy. Ganyan po kayaman ang Israel. God has blessed Israel, the promised land, because God spoke His promises to Israel. How about the Philippines? Do you believe, do you know that the Philippines is a very rich country?
Yes.
We are very wealthy.
You know,
we are rich in natural resources from Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. Lately, just recently, the Philippine Daily Inquirer published an article about a territory, 13 million hectares of territory, if the United Nations approve our claim to this Benham Rice. Now, Benham Rice is situated off the eastern coast of the Philippines, and it will be recognized under United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea, you know, because it's within the 200 nautical miles. You know? It's part of our continental shelf. And may the Philippines will soon own this, you know, as the United Nations approve this next year. You know? And let's just pray for it. You know, Benham Rice contains vast deposits of oil, methane gas, you know? And methane gas and oil. And that's why we can be self-sufficient in energy once this territory, which is larger than Luzon, becomes ours. Let's pray that God will, this land, this Benham Rice will become ours. Do you believe that God has blessed the Philippines? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's the promise of God. God will bless us so we can be a blessing to the nations. The wealth comes from God. God has blessed us. So that's the stewardship of the purpose of God. Next is the stewardship of our possessions, no? Our finances, our material things. Second area of stewardship is managing the wealth and resources that God has entrusted us, you know. And as we follow, as we obey God's purpose, the possessions will naturally follow. It will accompany you if you obey the word of God. If you obey God, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. And let's look at how God blessed Abraham. No, in Genesis 12:5, it says that he went with all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired. And then Genesis 12:16, Abram acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, no, nadagdagan na, men servants and maid servants and camels. Okay, dumagdag na, nagkaroon na siya ng Pajero, Fortuner, Innova, mga sinasakyan nila noon. No? And Genesis 13:2, Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. No? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, God wants you to be very wealthy. Ayan. Ayan, kita tayo mamaya ha, sa KFC. Encourage mo siya, no? Very wealthy. No? And then Genesis 24:35, yung servant Abraham, ang sabi kay Laban, the Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy, has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, men servants and maid servants, and camels and donkeys. All of these wealth and possessions came from God as a result of Abraham obeying God and following his purpose. Abram broke out from the traditional business practice. Why? Because he left Haran. Remember, he left his homeland. He left his father, his inheritance. He did not depend on his inheritance. He depended on God. These material blessings is a validation. This is a proof of God's covenant, God's purpose and promise upon us. Deuteronomy 8:18. It says there that God has given us the power. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may confirm or validate or prove His covenant that He swore to your fathers as it is this day. It is the blessing of God that makes one rich. No, it's not just the blessing from the world, but the blessing from God. Proverbs 10:22. It says there, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and He adds no trouble to it. How would you know if it's from God? There's no trouble. Walang sakit ng ulo. No? Walang awayan. Walang bugbugan. Walang hagisan ng plato. No? Because the blessing of God brings wealth. And He adds no trouble. There's nothing wrong with accumulating wealth and possessions as long as you know the purpose why God is blessing you. Diba? Kaya nga in church natin, we have set up this real life foundation, diba? To help deserving students to get scholarships. Sino po sa inyo tumakbo sa Race for Life kahapon sa Fort? Alright. Oh, marami ha. Marami nagpahinga. Alright. I ran in the... Kasi wala nang challenge sa akin yung ano eh. 5K saka 10K eh. Kaya I ran in the 3K. Kaya I made it, no? In 24 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By faith. Yeah. I ran and finished the race. So the purpose of God, no, that's our guiding principle in stewardship. No, a lot of finance seminars is about managing money, managing your financial investments. But we have a premise that if you manage, if you follow, if you're faithful to the purpose and calling and plan and will of God upon your life, these blessings will naturally follow. The third, most important one of area of stewardship is the stewardship of people, our loved ones, the precious people, our family God has given us. No? Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and together with his family. So Abram took care of his family, and he believed God's promise, and that's why God blessed him with a son. You know, there are many rich and affluent family. They are well off, but their children are in trouble. No, their children are in drugs. They're in gangs. They live immoral lives. They have problems in school. Their grades are failing and falling. They need to be resurrected from the dead. The grades. No? In their desire to provide for their family, no, they make it to a point they neglected their family and just focus on their career, business, and office work. And let's not be like those people. No, we value family because our family is a blessing. It's a gift from God. And that's why we have kids' church. No, we have children's church because we want to serve. We want to prepare the next generation. Money will not make you happy. It is when you follow and obey the purpose of God and take care of your family that will make you happy. No, Lot was very wealthy in Sodom. No, Lot had a lot, but he lost a lot. No, he lost his family. His daughters were pledged to be married to the men in Sodom, and God rained down fire, brimstone and sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah. No? And you know what happened to Lot's wife? No? She looked back. No? Ano nangyari sa asawa ni Lot? You have the picture there? Yeah. He became a pillar of salt. Lot's wife sinned. And that's why she became a sin. A sin. No? Pillar of salt. Yeah. Eh? Why? Is it profound? Yeah. She became a pillar of salt. Yeah, because she looked back. And it seems that she still would want to go back to Sodom. And that's why God judged her. No? On the other hand, Abram's family remained intact. And he was blessed. No? Genesis 18, here's the reason. Genesis 18, Abram will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. 19. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abram what he has promised him. That's the reason why God chose Abram, so that he will teach his children and lead them in the ways of God. That's our task, to disciple our children. If you're a parent here, that's our responsibility. That's our stewardship, to teach our children the word of the Lord. so that they will follow God and fulfill His purpose. Last Friday night, me and my wife and some of our leaders here were in the birthday party of Mattel Mazo, one of our victory group leaders. And it was also an advanced celebration for the 20th wedding anniversary of Joshua and Mattel. Do you have the picture? Yeah. It's Jay Valley. You know? Jamie. Where's Jamie? Oh, yeah. She's an MC. You see, the office mates of Mattel were honoring her because of her excellence at work at BDO. No, sabi nga nila, nasa kanya na ilahat. No? Mattel said that really mattered, that she valued her family more than anything else. It's more than success in work, in office. It's your family. That's your real treasure. Why? Because on your deathbed, it's not the president of the company that will be on your side. It's your family who will be there with you. And so let's be faithful stewards of our family. Stewardship of the family is one of the areas of our stewardship. So our main point today, I want to leave you with you, is this. Walking within the purpose of God is the greatest responsibility of being a steward. Let's say it all together. Ready, go. Walking within the purpose of God is the greatest responsibility of being a steward. Why? Because if you follow God's purpose, plan, calling, and will upon your life, then everything else that you need will follow. As you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all these things that the world is craving after, it will be added to you. And if you become a faithful steward, if you're faithful in little, right now, if you're faithful in your studies, if you're faithful in your work, you will be promoted. God will give you more. Faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. Do you know the purpose of God in your life? God's purpose. When you follow God's purpose, all these blessings will follow. God spoke His promises to Abram because He has a plan for him. And that's why Abram obeyed. It says there in Hebrews 11, 8 and 9, that's by faith, Abram, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Verse 9, by faith he made his home in the promised land. Like a stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who are heirs with him of the same promise. And the Bible says in Galatians 3, that you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you're Abram's seed and heirs according to the promise. Do you want to be part of the covenant God made with Abraham? Do you want to be blessed just like Abraham? Then be part of the family of God. Be a son or daughter of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe you don't know the exact purpose, the exact plan of God upon your life. Then it's time for you to surrender your life to Christ, and so that God can reveal, can show you, and speak to you, and so that you'll know His purpose. So walking within the purpose of God is our greatest responsibility, our great task as a steward. Let's be faithful stewards. Let's be faithful managers of everything God has given us. Let's pray and thank the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness, faithfulness, and love, for your plan and will and purpose for our lives. Lord, you have chosen us even before you created the world, so we can be holy and blameless in Christ.